A bust made of bacon, an M&M mosaic of football Hall of Famer and Pennsylvania native Joe Montana. One Conshohocken couple has made a living sculpting food. WHYY's Laura Benshoff visited them in Harrisburg as they worked on a butter sculpture for the Pennsylvania Farm Show, which opens Saturday.
The first thing you notice when you walk in, besides the drone of the fans, is the smell. It's like someone's rubbed butter on the inside of your nose.
Well, we were saying that they should have smell-o-vision.
Yeah. Yeah. When you get really close up to it, like when you're sculpting, it's like ice cream or something like that.
Marie Pelton and Joe Victor have been working on the half-ton sculpture inside a giant refrigerated room at the farm show grounds for almost 2 weeks. Using leftover butter from Land O'Lakes, Pelton and Victor have applied butter stars to a butter quilt and butter veins on the udders of a life-size butter cow. The piece isn't all food, though. Inside is a metal skeleton. Pelton says getting hundreds of pounds of butter to stick to those bones takes some muscle.
When you build up these structures, you know, you really have to kind of almost to make it stick. And so it's really like...
Pelton and Victor, a married couple, learned sculpting at the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts, where they used clay, bronze, wood, and other traditional media. It was Victor who first fell into food art as a professional niche.
It was just sort of a fluke. It was a job. Job was in chocolate, and that was the beginning of it. And didn't think that much, except that I noticed that how much people liked seeing a chocolate sculpture.
And people kept liking it and paying for it. For the last 15 years, the couples worked together on their growing food sculpting business, which includes at least 5 or 6 state fairs every year. Pelton and Victor didn't want to say how much they get paid, but butter sculptures at other fairs have been reported to run from $2,000 to more than $10,000 a pop. And the couple isn't limited to butter or chocolate. Some of the more unusual commissions for corporate events and celebrity parties include a bust of Cuban dictator Fidel Castro, made out of fruit, and a Mount Rushmore made out of caramels. Working with food demands skills they didn't learn in school, says Pelton.
I think it was mostly trial and error, you know, just kind of getting into the material and working with it and seeing what it can do, you know, because every food medium is a little bit different.
To make the butter moldable, they carefully control the temperature. Warmer temperatures let them apply lots of butter quickly, while fine detail work requires chillier conditions. That control lets them make commissioned pieces that look real, like that cow made of butter. But Victor says he'd love to do something abstract for a change, along the lines of the Dutch expressionist Willem de Kooning.
He would just put his hands in the clay and get a lot of texture, and like, and so you would really understand, this was clay. So I would just do things like that with butter. This is really butter dripping over here and squeezed over here, and you know, just have some fun with it.
For now, the couple is making those abstract pieces in their spare time. Victor says after hundreds of hours working with butter, he tends to forget it's food at all. And if you're worried that this form of art is wasteful, when the farm show's over, the butter sculpture will be carted off to a facility that will turn it into biofuel. Laura Benshoff, WHYY News.